This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces endured heavy artillery barrages on Sunday as they held off Russian attempts to capture the largest city, Kyiv, and still controls in the Luhansk region of the Donbas, according to Ukrainian officials. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The shelling was so intense it was not possible to assess casualties and damage, according to the governor of Luhansk. Dozens of buildings have been destroyed over the past few days. The Ukrainian government, meanwhile, urged the West to provide it with more long-range weapons to turn the tide in the war, which is now in its fourth month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on the front lines in northeastern Kharkiv region on Sunday. The trip marked his first official appearance outside Kyiv region since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Ukrainian troops pushed Russian forces back from around Kharkiv earlier this month, but the city has come under renewed artillery fire this week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden grieved with the shattered community of Uvalde on Sunday. He mourned privately for 3 hours with anguished families left behind when a gunman killed 19 school children and two teachers. The president was met with chants of "do something" as he departed a church service and responded, "We will." Biden and his wife Jill visited a memorial to those who were slain at Robb Elementary School and attended Mass at Catholic Church. Biden met privately with first responders before flying back to his home in the U.S. state of Delaware. And again, President Biden grieved with those shattered community members on Sunday in Uvalde, that's in Texas. He mourned privately for 3 hours with the families left behind when the gunman killed the 19 school children and two teachers. This is VOA News. A leftist former rebel and populist businessmen have taken the top two spots among the six candidates in Colombia's presidential election, and they're heading to a runoff showdown in June, delivering a blow to the country's political class. Electoral officials say that the leftist Senator Gustavo Petro led Sunday's results with just over 40% of the vote, while independent real estate tycoon Rodolfo Hernandez finished second with more than 28%. The vote was held amid the polarized environment and growing discontent over increasing inequality and inflation. Petro has promised to make significant adjustments to the economy and to change how Colombia fights drug cartels. Hernandez has promised to clean up corruption in the South American nation. The first hurricane of the season has formed off Mexico's southern Pacific coast, and it's rapidly growing stronger ahead of an expected strike along a stretch of tourist beaches and fishing towns as a major storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Hurricane Agatha could hit as a Category 3 hurricane Monday afternoon or evening in the area near in the southern state. The region includes the laid-back tourist resorts, and in early evening Sunday, Agatha had maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. That is just 1 mile per hour below the threshold for a Category 3. It was centered about 160 miles southwest of Puerto Angel and heading to northeast at 5 miles per hour. Hundreds of flight cancellations worldwide occurred by mid-afternoon Sunday, adding to the mounting number of scrubbed flights during the busy Memorial Day holiday weekend. About 1,460 flights have been canceled as of 7 p.m. Sunday, according to a flight tracking website, FlightAware. That follows more than 2,300 cancellations Friday, another 1,500 on Saturday. Nearly 450 of Sunday's cancellations involved aircraft scheduled to fly to or from U.S. cities. Delta Airlines canceled the most flights among major airlines. Delta and Saturday's cancellations were because of bad weather and air traffic control actions, according to Delta. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces endured heavy artillery barrages on Sunday as they held off Russian attempts to capture the largest city, Kyiv, and still controls in the region of the Donbas area, according to Ukrainian officials. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.